OL. But nice enough to join us and patient enough to hang around as our morning show continues past the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Jenny Arntz from Main Street Wellington. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming by. A lot of things happening in Wellington. I guess spring, summer brings out a lot of activities for Main Street Wellington. What are some of the things that are taking place?
Definitely. Well, this past Saturday we had our 18th annual gazebo garden walk, and that went pretty well. A tiny bit of rain, but it's an annual craft, antique, etc. show, and we were pretty happy with the turnout.
Well, you have a nice gazebo, so you want to have
yes,
spotlight.
We do. Yes, we do, and we really appreciate everything the village does for us and allowing us to have our events downtown.
I know there's an event, whether you're responsible for it or not, they have a citywide yard and garage sale.
Yes,
coming up, right?
We assist with that. It's a little crazy, but anyone who loves treasures and looking for little bargains pretty much inundate the village of Wellington. And there is information on our website. It's really run through the Wellington Enterprise.
It comes up on Father's Day weekend.
Yes.
But people come to Wellington to look for treasures, right? I mean,
yes.
That's the stores mm-hmm. have those type of things here, right?
We do have some wonderful gift shops and antique businesses in town, yes.
When people talk about Main Street Wellington,
mm-hmm.
what does that encompass?
Well, it encompasses quite a bit. I like to think of it as we're here to strengthen the spirit of Wellington. We do a lot of events and activities to get the community to come downtown. We have such a beautiful historic village. We really encourage everyone to shop and to dine downtown. We also, when the Main Street Wellington was created in 98, was to assist the town in renovating kind of the image. And so we also currently are hoping to get the support from the county to get a renovation grant to help some of the businesses put a new roof on or just improve the facade of the building. So again, strengthening the spirit, but also making everything a little nicer.
Well, with that new underpass, it kind of
yes.
gives you sort of a little bit of what they call like a gateway into the downtown in a sense.
You've
put some plaques, or there's things there representing. If you're driving, you got to be careful, Craig, because you're trying to find out where you're going. But if you look out of the corner of your
yes.
eye, you'll see like the spirit of 76. You'll see about the cheese
yep.
history and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates sort of a new entryway.
It really does. And I've had some visitors say, wow, that's very impressive. For a minute, they forget where they're driving to because it looks so different from before. But yes, it would be wonderful if we would get the support from the county to get this grant. We've got our bicentennial coming up in 2018, and we need a little facelift.
I see a flyer there for the Wellington Bicycle
yes.
Rodeo.
Yes,
what
thank
is
you
that?
For asking. Well, we started it last year. It's a partnership between the Wellington Fire District, the Wellington Police Department, and the South Lorain County Ambulance District. And it's just a fun event that we do. It's free to come to, generally for pre-K to sixth grade students. They can get their bicycles inspected. They can ride on little obstacle courses and learn some more safety. It's spring. People are getting their bikes out. They're getting excited. This would be a great event. The fire department's also going to do car seat safety checks, as well as they have free helmets to give away. There'll be lots of free little items, and that's on Saturday, May 21st from 10 to 12:30 at the administration building, which is at 98 John Street. And you can find out more about that and all of our events, like the Cheese Heritage Festival, on our website, which is mainstreetwellington.org.
We're talking cheesecakes, right? The cheesecake auction in the...
Yes.
I've been there.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Nice.
I mean, what an assortment of cheesecakes. It's incredible. Who
mm-hmm.
would... You know, so many different flavor combinations. Who would ever thought?
And I loved last year, sorry to interrupt, we had a 15-year-old who won the grand prize. And I wish I had a video camera on his face when he realized he just won $500. So
a 15-year-old made a cheesecake that won $500?
He might have actually been 14, yeah. Or no, you know what? He might have actually been younger.
Wow.
I think that the category is 12 and under.
He'll be on the chew.
Right. But aren't you bending the rules? It's a cheese. It's the history of the cheese, not cheesecake. You've suddenly added that whole other element into that. And how much cheese is really in cheesecake? But that's for another day, another time, I guess. I'm not going to complain about it. But it's interesting how you kind of embrace a certain history of Wellington that people have already had forgotten for many years.
Right. It's still shocking to me that there were at one time over 40 cheese factories in this little village. But the last one closed in 1912. So it's been quite a while since we've had cheese made.
We learned refrigeration is what killed it, basically.
Yes, it is what killed it.
People could kind of keep cheese and they didn't have to take the milk and turn it to cheese in order for it to not spoil because of that crazy cow that wouldn't stop producing milk, right, back in the day. What are some of the other things that the Main Street Wellington is involved with and that you try to do for the downtown area here?
Well, you've already mentioned a few. We have the Village Yard Sales coming up Father's Day weekend, the Cheese Heritage Festival, which is July 15th through the 17th. We also have a brand new 5K coming up on Memorial Day. It's the King Realty 5K, as well as we actually have three 5Ks.
Well, officially called the Spirit of 76
5K. Yes, thank you.
5K.
Spirit of 76 Memorial Day Race, yes. Presented by King Realty. So that's the first year that we have done that, and that is lovingly put on by Wellington Road Races, which is mainly Gil Shellhouse. He works very hard to do the 5Ks, and that helps out not only Main Street Wellington, but also the Duke's Running Club.
Right. We're overlooking the square now, where later today they have the Lorain County Police Memorial, but there's also a farmer's market that shows up down here later in June, right?
That starts June 10th, I believe.
I have a flyer for 17th.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. June 17th, so the same weekend as our Village Yard Sales. We also, the Friday before, start our free summer concerts in the park, and those are run from June 10th through August 12th, Friday nights, 7 p.m. in the gazebo. If the weather is looking a little fierce, they're usually in the Congregational Church, and we have a pretty wide variety of acts this year.
Well, I see it kicks off, at least from what I looked here, at the Wellington High School Jazz Band and Percussion. So you've got some kind of the tail end of the school's
probably just ending,
giving one last chance to perform for the public.
They're usually our first concert every summer, and I know last year they were amazing, especially the percussion. I just really enjoyed that immensely.
You know, we talked with the folks before about the Lorain County Fair, Scottish games, things that come to the fairgrounds as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to take advantage of the crowds that would be coming in through those times for how to, encourage for businesses that are here on Main Street to, draw people in and hopefully be a part of that?
I know the one thing that we are trying this year is encouraging our business owners to take advantage of the Village Yard Sales and so to have some sidewalk sales while we are getting that volume of traffic through. I know it's tough to compete with the Lorain County Fair. Downtown kind of becomes a little bit of a ghost town, and actually some of the businesses close, so they can be over there.
Well, I was going to say they probably have long traditions of family and people, and maybe they've got reasons to be there for
if their kids in the fair, or some of the businesses have booths over there. So, yeah, it's tough to draw people away from there.
Any new businesses that are showing up in Wellington that take advantage of, looking for a space to rent or put their wares here?
Well, we actually have a new one opening up this Saturday, I believe, May 14th. It's called Creating Balance, and Karen is having, starting June 1st, she will have some yoga classes, as well as she does aromatherapy and Reiki, which is, I believe, kind of a laying on hands type of therapy to...
it's relaxing no matter how you spell it.
I have not taken part in that myself, but it's like an alternative therapy. So that's opening up at 134 Herrick, which is where Scrubs by Lisa used to be, and she moved next door. So that's opening up soon. And
okay. Well, if people are interested in other events from Main Street Wellington, how do they find it or even get information about maybe businesses locally want to be a part
of this? Again, they can go to our website, mainstreetwellington.org, or always call 647-3987, or just stop by 118 West Herrick in Wellington.
Sounds great. Our guest this morning is Jenny Arns, the Executive Director for Main Street Wellington. Thanks for coming in and
sharing
some
of
the neat things that are going on here in Wellington.